Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Mark Knopfler and Dire Straits bringing us back. Some serious picking there. He's one of the best. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number 3, The Third Ingredient. 5 international awards that book has won. I'm kind of proud of it, so I hope you check it out. The Third Ingredient.com. Janice Fadden's here. She's our guest and a great member of our Brain Trust, Director of Strategic Engagement for the College of Business at the University of North Alabama, co-author of Strategic Doing, 10 Skills for Agile Leadership. And folks, the reason we're talking about this fits in perfectly with my goal to help you become more of a CEO in your business. You know, I've been harping on this now for years. I'm encouraging you to become the CEO of your business more and more. Fire yourself from jobs that you don't have to do anymore. Promote yourself to jobs that the new ones, all this new change we've got coming at us so fast. There's some new jobs there that you have to do. Nobody else can do them. But when you delegate these other jobs to somebody else, you've got to give them to leaders. Right, Janice? I mean, if you're going to delegate successfully, the people, these older jobs that you've given up now, you've fired yourself from, you were a leader when you had them. If you want to give them to somebody else, you got to be bringing on leaders so you're confident in delegating those jobs to them. What do you think, Janice?
Absolutely. Because the next step that we have in the 10 skills, the next skill set, is that what we want people to do is grow their assets. And when we talk about assets, we think about a person's personal network, the skills they bring, the capital they may control. It is always surprising to understand how deep someone's network goes.
Right.
And when you link in as a leader, as the CEO, into the assets your employees bring and your partners bring, you can leverage your company much farther than you are today.
And these are intangibles. Almost everything you just mentioned are intangibles because we're doing them without maybe realizing that we're doing them. Their people, your people have got skills that they've acquired over the 5 years they've been with you that they didn't have 5 years ago. And you're probably still thinking about the person you hired. What do you think, Janice?
I think that's a great observation, Jim. And some of our people have relationships outside of work that are incredibly valuable to us. Having your people be on other boards, having them be in associations so they can meet others, because the best answer comes from putting the right group of people around a table, talking about the right question to bring up innovative solutions.
Mm-hmm. Number 5 you've got here, identifying a big opportunity. What do you mean by that?
Well, a lot of times when you talk to people, they'll say, well, we could do this or we could do that. And most of us have been in brainstorming sessions where we come up with 20 or 30 ideas that we could do. Well, how do we figure out what's the best to do? And one of the things that we've tested and shown is that we want to find the biggest opportunity that has the biggest impact. So it may not be from a chronological order the right logical thing to do, but we want our team to see success right away in as big a way as they can. And so we teach a method to evaluate all these brain ideas that are based on our asset and say, okay, we're going to pick this one.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to move
and
this
you,
one
so
forward.
You're are you also saying the big opportunity, are you also saying that this is the one that will give us the quickest success story? Because I think that's important for any group to if they're launching something, if they're trying to get something off the ground, what do we have the quickest success story. Even though we're not just looking for the sugar high, we want to create something that's going to be long term. But where can we get a quick win and gain some momentum? Is that what you're talking about?
Absolutely, Jim. Absolutely, because that gets people more excited. And if they are successful with that win, it builds their confidence to take on bigger and bigger steps.
Right. One of the things I want to ask you about. I benefited enormously many decades ago from being trained by Sears and Xerox, but especially the Xerox training I received on what they call professional selling skills. It's still the hallmark. It's still the holy grail of selling skills. And at the center of all that, the way to harden that in people is to role play. And what do you think about role playing with your managers, your key stakeholders, to show them, get them into scenarios where you help them understand how to make decisions, how to use their authority, that sort of thing? What do you think about role playing?
I think it has a really important part, because role playing is a form of imagining the future and how we're going to get there, and we teach skills like that in strategic doing,
right,
where we say, well, what's it going to look like when we finish this project? Who's going to be excited about it?
Mm-hmm.
And how will we get there?
Is there a website? Jess, is there a website for all this besides the book?
Yes, it's called strategicdoing.net.
strategicdoing.net. And the book is available wherever books are sold, Strategic Doing. Janice, we got more to talk about. Will you come back?
Absolutely, Jim.
We've enjoyed having you here. Thank you for
so
being here. Janice Fadden,
okay,
ladies and gentlemen. That's Janice with a Y. So she'll be back another day. I'll be back after these.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.